All right, got a lot going on today as usual.
Well, it's our anniversary.
Fast and Furious.
9 years ago today.
Seems like 9 days ago
June
to me.
June is just packed with stuff for us. Jeez, what the heck?
Who?
Our 11-year anniversary here. 9 years we're married. Jeez. 13 years ago.
I can't even see straight.
13 years ago this month.
A lot of rain across the Corn Belt, I was told this morning. 2 to 2.5 inches of rain across central Iowa with 75-mile-an-hour winds.
Woo! That's a lot of wind right there.
Yeah, it's good to have a little wind and rain and hail.
They need it on those crops up there on that expensive land they farm on.
Trenchula said they have the hail adjuster coming today to look at all the hail damage on the old farm. So.
Oh. On your dad's place?
Yep, and then the chemical rep will be coming tomorrow because there's some issues with some chemicals they use to kind of put the kibosh on some of the corn crop.
Oh, really? The kibosh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
Well, that doesn't sound good at all.
So, who knows?
Is it too late to replant, I guess?
Yeah, we'll see which pays better, the insurance money or... putting in a couple more
or
seeds.
Or the bad commodity prices.
That wouldn't take long to figure out. Well, the Rangers lose 12-2 last night. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that was not a good game. Now, what's funny is when they sent the audio, they sent 3 cuts because there's a day off, right? I guess tomorrow's a day off for them. Well, the day off cut didn't say that. It didn't. So there is nothing tomorrow.
There's a game at 1:30 today, I think.
Yes, and that's what all three of them, today, tomorrow, and day off, all said the same thing. I don't know who's doing the
that's
work
why
over
we
there,
go freaking insane
but
here.
But they're not checking their stuff before they
pay
say
attention,
it.
Damn it.
You gotta say it. You gotta check that stuff. It's
this
easy
is
to
a
make
professional
mistakes.
Organization, not Bush League.
What's a professional organization?
The damn baseball team. I mean,
thank you,
get
B.
ready.
B just sent a happy anniversary.
Yeah, well, we should have taken today off.
Well,
you know, we work all the damn time.
You know, the strange thing is, and we didn't plan it this way, our anniversary here is on the 11th, right? And then our wedding anniversary is today. Your birthday's at the end of May. My dad's birthday was yesterday. Sarah and Justin's birthday is this. Like, everything happens right now.
Got Trenchula going by the house up there to make sure the trees haven't fallen down.
Yeah, you got to make sure the trees haven't fallen down.
It ain't one thing, it's another. You know?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I don't
dangerous
know.
Heat today, according to ABC7.
Man, is it going to be hot today?
Highs wow. Around 110 in some spots.
Yes, 100 and what, 3 here?
105 here.
Oh, 105.
And if you like it today, then Sunday it's going to be 105.
Is that going to be a record? Is 105 a record for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to look that up.
Okay.
Be close. We don't have the book that has the records in it because we threw that away 11 years ago.
Okay. We did?
Yeah, remember that book that was in the corner back there?
Hmm.
By the water cooler over there?
I have no idea. I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay. Okay. Are you going to say anything?
You know, the one that Anita put together?
Okay.
Had all the records and lows and all that stuff?
Yeah, I'm sure it didn't go back far enough.
I'll have to look it up. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, agency is shutting down I-40 near U.S. 287 today due to a vehicle crash on I-40 right now.
Okay, so the record high in Dimmitt in 2011, that was the record. Try to guess what the temperature was.
112.
109. And the record low was in 1963.
Really?
Guess what the record low was.
50.
68.
Well, I missed both of them.
Well, just by a little bit.
Yeah.
And the average high is 89 to 91. So we're a little bit over that, but we're not as hot as it. I remember the summer of 2011, but it was brutal.
Yeah, I came down for a softball game and about died and went back to Colorado.
Oh, my gosh. It was brutal. It was hot. hot from April through September. It was horrible.
Here's the joke of the day from Avon B. What do you call a typo engraved in a headstone?
A typo engraved in a headstone. I don't know. What do you call that?
A grave mistake.
Oh. Well, that's a good one. I like that. A grave mistake.
That's probably one of our better ones.
Don't forget, Farmer's Market this Friday and every Friday through the summer, 9 to 1. Just on the north side of the square at the old Cobb's department store. They made it a little parking lot over there. Drinks, lemonade, herbs, jewelry, baked good, jams, and Avon products, including Bug Guard. So come on out and support the community, support the vendors. The vendors can't come to the farmer's market if people don't show up to buy stuff from them. So we've got to come out to keep the farmer's market going. That's how it works. It's here for the community. Come out, shop, keep it going.
Shop till you drop.
Shop till you drop. And, of course, it's just two doors down from the coffee shop, so Friday is lunch day for them. So, you know, you can get breakfast because it starts at 9 in the morning. Get you some breakfast. Go to the farmer's market. Even if you go for lunch, they're open till the farmer's market's there till 1. So head on over there and get you some goodies.
So, Joe Goofball Biden had the holiday for this Friday. There's no post office, no banks, no nothing. So
right.
No markets.
He's the one that made Juneteenth, which was typically a Texas state holiday. He made it a national holiday. I never heard of it till I came here. Didn't know anything about it. Now it's a national thing. So this Friday is a national holiday, and post offices closed. I guess banks are closed and all that kind of stuff. So
everything's closed, markets, everything.
Yes. So there you go. Friday's a holiday. We will not be here Friday. We will not be live Friday. There are no markets.
There ain't nothing going on Friday.
Yeah, and it's that time of year. It's getting to the 4th of July. It's like, oh, I'm not going to be around, and I'm going to be leaving this day, and I'm, you know, and it's how do you even plan anything that week? So we'll see what happens.
Red flags in a marriage today.
Oh, I was hoping we would have marriage stuff on our anniversary.
Really? You think I just half, you know, do stuff around here.
Oh, I was
here.
Thinking, man, I hope he finds some good marriage stuff. This is a good day to talk about.
I don't want to disappoint you. I've already done that for 11 years. Why would I do that today?
Well, it's been, oh, you mean 11 years here. I mean, there's so many numbers.
I don't know, whatever.
We met 13 years ago. We got married 9 years ago, and we started doing this thing 11 years ago. So we got to keep up with the numbers.
Here's there's 10 of these. We'll just kind of skip around, and I'll look at the ones that look best.
Okay.
10 red flags in a marriage.
Oh, the red flags.
Number one. You stop telling them what hurts because you already know nothing will change, so it's a waste of your frickin' time.
Why should I bother telling you when you don't really care?
Oh, hell,
and you ain't changing nothing anyway. Oh, well, I'll just go spend
What's
some more money.
About this crap anyway?
I'll just go buy some more Christmas decorations.
So waste some more of my damn money. No wonder I'm broke.
You're always out shopping anyway. Why don't you just go shopping?
Number two.
Number two.
My mom needs to listen because she's texting me. It's like, I'm busy, dude.
Turn on the radio. Listen
Damn
to
it.
The show.
Number two, small lies become normal because telling the truth feels more exhausting.
Well, and then you forget the lies. So you tell a lie.
I didn't say that.
Well, that's what you said yesterday. Oh, no, that's not what I meant. I don't know. I was tired. I don't know. What was I thinking?
Number three.
Okay.
You live in the same house, but slowly start building separate lives. Hey, I'm going to go out tonight. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Don't bring the chick home.
You know what? You know, when we watched the Joe Kinda show the other day, we watched two episodes, and that was enough for like a week. Because those
Nightmares.
Shows, I know, it has such an effect on you. And there was a serial killer he was in Colorado. And
Colorado?
Wasn't he in Colorado?
The yeah, guy I think he that, was in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, because one of the bodies was found in Estes Park.
Oh, yeah.
And this girl had this Mustang. She was young, and she worked at some NSW or so, like some kind of phone company. I don't know. And
oh,
he
that was U.S.
too.
West.
And she and her boyfriend were going to go out to this club or bar, whatever it was, but she didn't feel good, so she dropped him off to go by himself. And I thought that was really strange. What? Why didn't he stay home with her? Red flag right there. And then she said, I'll be back in an hour to pick you up. She was the only one with the car.
Number four.
Okay.
One person always brings up problems while the other person waits for the conversation to end. It's like, would you just go away?
You always hear about the person who, as soon as they get mad, they replay everything that's ever happened in your whole relationship. Like everything from day one that you said or did that was bad or wrong. I remember when you said this, and what about that?
Get up that shovel and dig a ditch.
Every problem you've ever had. That is a red flag. Run for the hills. You do not want to be involved in that every time somebody gets mad.
Number five. Now, we can both relate to this one.
Okay.
You miss the person that used to be more than you enjoy being with them now.
Oh, we can both relate to that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
You know.
Sounds like there's trouble in paradise.
Huh? What are you talking about?
Who are you talking? Are you talking about the past relationships? Yeah. Okay. Okay.
What now, the hell? Do I got to draw you a picture?
Well, you know, we are married, in case you forgot. It's 9 years today.
That brings us to number six.
Oh. I married you, didn't
what
I?
What the hell time is
when
it?
When they say, I married you, didn't I?
Yeah, thanks
it's
for that.
It's time to go and leave and never come back.
Arguments end because someone gives up, not because anything is solved.
Nothing ever gets resolved. Ever. Nothing is ever resolved. It's always just hanging around. You remember how the wasps used to kind of float around in here? That's what the problems do. They just float around like the wasps.
Oh, we don't have any more bees.
Get ready to sting you.
We've moved
up. We don't
have
them anymore. No, but it's kind of like that.
Number seven.
Okay.
You feel nervous bringing up normal concerns because of their reactions.
Oh, you know what you're going to get, right?
You always say to me, now you're not going to like this, but...
You're not going to like what I have to say, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
I'm like, oh, boy. I got to go.
Just like Sarah, she spent 5 days, she and her fiancé spent 5 days cleaning up somebody's horrible house. It was awful. They literally wore hazmat gloves, masks, everything to clean up this house. And the person comes home from the hospital.
Where's my
and
fork?
And they say, you threw away my clear cutlery. Where's my forks and knives? And she said, well, it shouldn't have been a mess. That was her response to every complaint that was thrown at her. Well, it shouldn't have been a mess, and I wouldn't have thrown it away. So she learned from the best.
Well, hello over there to all the country folks.
All the country folks. Oh, and hello to the Heart City Secretary, because she knows all about us.
That's what I heard.
That's what we heard.
Number eight, effort appears only after someone's close to walking away and telling you to go stick it.
It's too late for clarity when it comes to that.
You sure you're... Whoa, it just went away. Oh, hang on. There it is.
No.
You share your happiest or hardest moments with someone else before you do the person.
I was gonna say really with your this person.
Your buddy.
Yeah, you share when you're sharing things with other people and not your spouse. You know, all the good things and the hard things.
Then the light comes on in their head. Hey!
And then the light. Yeah, if it's a friend that's the same gender as you, well, that's okay. But if it's not, then, I guess
what are you
going,
doing later today?
Yeah, huh? Well, so you don't seem real happy there.
Just jump right in.
You want to try something else?
July 13th through the 18th is the Swisher County Picnic in Tulia.
Oh, July 13th through the
18th.
Yeah, because it's a week-long thing, right?
Yeah, 5 days.
Yeah,
Over there at the old park.
Woo!
We've been there before.
We have gone to the Swisher County Picnic Parade. And it is a lot of fun over there. I tell you what, they put on a really good event. And it lasts for 5 days. So, yeah.
Every day there's some special promotion?
Something going on. I think last year they had some music down on the square. And they have vendors. And they have all kinds of different events every day.
If you need to buy a John Deere zero-turn mower that's used, a 2018, there's one for sale in Hereford from Bryce Busby.
Oh,
only $2,600.
Oh, now you're promoting Bryce's sale there.
Why not?
Why not?
You know, We won't get the credit for it anyway.
No, no.
Wow, nobody listens to that damn radio station.
Nobody listens to that what radio the hell's station wrong with anyway.
Those people over there are freaking crazy.
That's one of our favorites. And of course,
those damn Yankees, get out of here.
I don't like the mumbo jumbo.
Yankees around this damn place.
The mumbo jumbo's also a good one. Or
if we weren't here doing this, this place would be static.
How about it's not my cup of tea?
No,
oh,
it's not my cup of tea.
Cup of tea. All right. Well,
Norman Vincent Peale once said.
Oh, he did?
You know who he is?
No idea.
Norman Vincent Peale?
Norman Vincent Peale.
He was like famous.
Oh, I looked up songs from that guy. What was his name?
Billy Crash Craddock.
Billy Crash Craddock. And there was only one song that I knew. Rub It In, Rub It In. That's the only song. All the other songs I listened to, I'm like, I've never heard this guy. Never.
He's
heard
the one that
music.
Invented Red Dirt Country.
Well, he's kind of a...
I mean, blue dirt.
What did they call it? I don't know. I forget what they called his style of music.
Anyway, Norman Vincent Peale once said, it's always too early to quit.
Always. Oh, yes.
Ah.
Now, in this place, yeah, it's always...
Billy Crash Craddock was going to be 87 today.
Well, it was yesterday. Was his birthday.
Yeah, well, close enough. June 16th, 1939.
Oh, he's a rockabilly.
Yeah, rockabilly.
Right, rockabilly. I kept thinking there was Billy in that word somewhere, yeah.
He played running back in high school.
Oh, really? He was a running back?
He was a back.
Nice.
Back's over here. Other people over there. Ends over there.
All right.
That's a little coaching lingo.
I guess that's a throwback to the football days.
He had Mr. Country Rock, one of his songs.
Mr. Country Rock.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He was really a big, big deal in 1971.
Oh, 71. Yeah. I remember it well.
One Last Kiss hit number one.
One Last Kiss.
Boom, Boom, Baby.
Boom.
Another song.
Followed boom, by boom, baby. Boom Boom Baby.
Yeah. All right.
There was a song from...
He's a good-looking dude. Look at him.
I want to say there was a song from the 80s that was called Why Was the Last Time the Best Time? Or Why Was the Last Time the Best? And I thought, wow. You know, pretty suggestive music for the time.
Sent a screenshot of a shot of some dude that mows yards around here to Drama Queen.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I said, I don't know the dude, but give it a shot. Nazareth Fire Department says heat advisory from 11:30 this morning till 9 o'clock tonight.
Oh, heat advisory.
Yep. Temperatures could hit 110.
Wow. It's going to be hot today, like really bad.
Hot temperatures may cause you to pass out if you're not
Katie's
hydrated.
Katie's going to be spending lots of time in the pool.
Yeah, lots of time in the pool. I got to redo that because it's full of dirt and crap again.
Well, she keeps going in there.
Messing it up.
Yep.
Hello to Johnny Carson. He used to work in radio at WOW in Omaha.
Oh, there's another Johnny Carson.
There he is, back at WOW.
Oh, it's the same Johnny Carson.
Started
out in radio.
Career, yeah.
Ended up on nighttime TV.
He grew up in Norfolk, Nebraska, which is northeast Nebraska.
Is it Norfolk or Norfolk?
Norfolk. WW.
Because in Virginia, it's Norfolk. It's
Norfolk.
Not Norfolk. No.
59 a.m.
Hmm. 59?
Yep. Used to be a country station, 59 WW.
Is it? It's just 59?
59 a.m., 590.
Oh, okay.
So that's where he got his big start.
Well, you have to start somewhere. And if you started in radio, you're starting in probably the best place you can start in this business.
It only goes downhill from there.
Yeah, it only gets worse from there. Radio is a whole lot better.
I went uphill, then I went
for
downhill.
A TV station. I can promise you that. Or all these networks.
News Channel 10 had a report this morning. The beloved youth baseball coach was killed after an argument at a barber shop.
A barber shop? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
What happened?
Huh?
Was it Was it as bad as the one you got up north from here a few years back? Was it that bad?
From Birmingham, Alabama, and WBRG-TV.
BRG.
Travel baseball teams in Alabama mourning the loss of their coach, who was killed after an argument at a barbershop Saturday. A 34-year-old man was with his family at a barbershop in Birmingham when another guy got up and got a little altercation. Who writes this crap? The two went outside when police said the suspect pulled out a weapon and shot the other dude.
Oh, my gosh.
When they got there, they found him unresponsive.
Oh, my gosh.
He died a short time later. The other dude was arrested a short time after they chased him down somewhere. I don't know where he was. He ran off. Can you believe that? They were arguing in the lobby of the barbershop.
There isn't anything you're going to argue about that will justify taking someone's life.
That's weird.
No, that's very strange.
So, what am I doing? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Oh, you told me about this morning, the Marriott Hotel that caught on fire in Nebraska.
Yes. And it was a discarded cigarette that started the fire. $7 million in damage.
At the Marriott in Lincoln, Nebraska?
Yes.
I didn't think you were allowed to smoke in those rooms
anymore.
You're
not. I can't tell you how many times we've walked into a hotel room and I know somebody was smoking in there. I can tell. It's not real strong like it used to be, but you can tell.
Leon Rimes has a second house at Rock Creek, Montana.
I'm jealous.
That's why you can't
afford
to buy nothing up there, because these people go there and drive up the prices.
Yes, because they buy vacation homes there. And they'll spend whatever.
They don't care.
No, they've got the money.
So she's like, we like to go up there and just listen to the wind.
We have the time, but we don't have that kind of money.
Christy Keys said, it's that time again for water well testing. We had such a good response last year. We're going to do it again.
Woo!
Wow.
All right.
That's in the month of July.
See if
so
we can beat last year.
If you want to test your water well, call Christy Keys.
We need to have her test our water well.
I told her that last year.
What happened?
I don't know. Maybe I wasn't here. So that's coming up in July.
Do we have to bring a sample to her at the office? Is that what it is?
No, they come out and take one.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we got a faucet right out front.
They got an elevator and they go down in the well. And
so they just turn on a faucet and take a sample,
yeah,
or no? Okay.
So the next time I call Brent Bean, I'm going to make sure he has a good phone connection in Dallas.
It was horrible.
Where the hell
but
are
even,
you, Brent?
What's his name from Allendale?
His was acting weird.
Yes,
some kind
was,
of crap on there. I don't know.
There was like other voices mixing,
yep,
in.
Some reverb
Kyle,
or something.
Kyle Bumstead. I thought, what's going on? And then I thought it was the phone line, because you know who we have the phone line with.
You mean the $150 a month phone,
yes,
line?
Yes. They told me it was going to be $60 a month for the phone
line.
And I'm like, okay. So then they charge $60 for the phone line and $90 in additional fee. So $150 for a phone line.
Those people are the biggest crooks.
Oh, my gosh.
Terry Bradshaw is 77.
77. And he's had some health issues recently.
He said, I have no intentions of retiring as a broadcaster at Fox.
Really?
He's been there 31 years.
They keep predicting he's going to retire.
Nope.
But
he says, I'm not
no.
going to.
Now, he's not doing his little TV show anymore.
But he says, I still work on my bourbon trail. You know, he's got a little bourbon company.
Oh, he's got a little, yeah.
A little sauce.
He likes the drink.
He likes the drink. The old wheat harvest has went through Spearville, Kansas now, finally.
Oh, really? Spearville?
They had quarter-size hail there the other night.
Oh, they did.
Yep.
Ooh.
From Cake News.
K-A-K-E.
That's where, what's this Venables dude is at?
That's, yes, Cameron Venables is up there.
Yep.
And we liked Cameron when he was in Amarillo. He had such a quirky personality. I thought he was fun.
He was. He was a good egg, as they say.
Yes.
United Supermarkets making a brand new supermarket in Seminole. Broke the ground yesterday for that.
Oh, are they in Seminole?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
When they build their new stores, they are really nice. What else you got?
I needed to belch. Hang on.
Scrolling. I needed to belch. Well, you got any more marriage? Maybe money advice today?
No, I got some news from Beasley Broadcasting and Cumulus.
Beasley Broadcasting.
You know, both people that are CEOs there are women.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I had no idea.
Wonder they're screwed up.
Oh, you are
Cumulus
such a woman
Chief
hater.
Executive Officer Mary Berner on the left. Beasley Media Group CEO Carolyn Beasley on the right.
Oh, so it's her company with her name.
Yep.
Yeah, Beasley Media.
They met with the FCC this week.
To talk about?
Brendan Carr is the chairman of the FCC.
Okay.
About current local radio ship ownership markets that limit the list of stations they can have.
So they want to own more stations?
Yes.
They want to buy more stations so they can turn them off.
Well, they like to flip the switch.
We're the switch flippers.
Now, last week, Jeff Warsaw, the CEO of Connoisseur out of Long Island, New York, took a meeting with Carr to discuss the same topic and painted a dire picture of the broadcast radio future unless ownership caps are relaxed.
Relaxed?
Yes. On June the 10th, Cumulus CEO Mary Berner and Beasley CEO Caroline Beasley. Beasley and Berner.
Beasley and Berner.
In the morning.
Beasley, Berner, Connoisseur, Legal Associates.
Coming to Dean Boyd's office. What a mess.
Oh, my God.
Xcel Energy had to shut off some juice down there by Idaloo last night.
Oh, really? What happened?
I had a little wreck about, 9 o'clock last night and tore out some power poles.
Oh, no, really?
They expected to get the juice back on at 1:15 this morning due to people croaking from no air conditioning.
Oh, man, I'll bet it was hot down there at night.
Somebody ran into some poles and messed up the...
I wonder if it was a semi.
Electricity.
Did they say what...
Oh, it was a rollover accident.
Oh, rollover, okay.
Knocked down an electrical line.
That doesn't sound good. Never like to hear about that.
The customers that were affected, 1,783 people.
Oh, really? 1,783. Probably the town of Idaloo.
It happened at 9:44 last night. So, they're probably asleep anyway.
At 9:44.
They wake up, hell, I'm hot. What's
going
on? We're
the only people sleeping at that time.
Oh,
everyone else
bet?
Is still awake.
You want to bet? We have a news tip of the day coming up.
Oh, news tip of the day. Oh.
Under 71 degrees. From Kimberly Schulte in Nazareth. We're missing our go-kart today. We figured somebody came by last night and took it.
Oh.
It's black with an orange flag. Let us know if you found it. It's a good-looking thing. It's got a red flag, a little black go-kart.
Wow.
There is a reward offer to somebody that took the go-kart over there to Naz.
So
helped themselves to
somebody
it.
Somebody decided that they just wanted to go for a ride, and they took... Now, it's time to return the go-kart.
Yep. There's a reward offered if you know somebody that stole something last night. Don't buy anything from somebody that has a go-kart for sale.
Yes, that looks just like that one. Wow.
Can you believe that crap?
You know, I mean, we've had
all kinds
of things
happen.
Yes. You know what? Earn the money and buy it yourself. Quit taking other people's stuff.
That makes me mad.
Me too.
So anyway, the most powerful radio station ever in Mexico was just across the Rio Grande in Del Rio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's where Wolfman Jack was yakking.
I do remember hearing about that.
Right across the river from Del Rio was XERA Radio.
XERA Radio.
The most powerful radio station in North American history. 1 million watts.
Yes. I was going to say, what was the wattage there? It
1 million wattages.
It was huge. Huge.
Yep. It was called the Border Blaster. You know, like the stray in the shower, you know, you get the gum scum off the wall and stuff. What's that called?
I don't know. Huh? Something blaster.
We haven't heard of nothing out of Jonathan Toby driving to Hart. What the hell?
Nothing yet.
He usually says, hey, I'm over here by mile marker 25. Now, that radio station was illegal in the U.S., but just because it was across the river, it was legal. See, there's a picture of it.
Right. It just had to be on the other side, right? A million watts. Wow. So how much of the country could get that signal?
Everybody could.
Everybody in the whole country?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a million watt AM.
That is... Now it's not that much now.
No, they can't do that stuff anymore. That was back in the 1930s.
That was a long time ago.
1930s and 1940s.
So what is it now? Is it even still there?
I doubt it.
Is it even on the air?
It's okay. Right across from Del Rio, Texas.
Oh, is
it? I've been there.
Okay.
I went to that station and gave them an air check once in Spanish.
In Spanish.
Get with it over there.
In
Let's go.
In your very best Spanish.
Leaders of the Farm Credit System say they remain financially sound, even though the farm economy stinks.
Well, that's good to hear.
They showed capital grew to more than $86 billion for the first quarter of this year.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That's like our report we just did yesterday to Larry Bauer.
Yeah. Larry, no? Larry keeps us in line. Larry said something very nice about our anniversary post.
He did?
Yes, he said to two happy anniversary to two wonderful people.
Well, he got half of that right. He's just being nice about the other.
Larry's a good egg.
So the Paladura Canyon said it's going to be very hot today with an excessive heat advisory. The canyon floor is going to be 110.
At least 110. Yep. And they're going to close,
Well, the only trails that are going to be open are the CCC,
uh-huh,
Pioneer Nature, and Big Cave from 11 o'clock till 5.
Okay, yeah. So the Rock Garden and Gibbons Spicer Lowry and the Lighthouse.
Capitol Peak,
all that stuff is closed.
It'll be closed by 11 o'clock, so... You can hike this morning, but...
Now, I think they open at 8, so you got a three-hour window to get in there, get whatever hiking done you want, and get out, because they're shutting it down.
Don't make them go out there and find you.
They've tried all kinds of things over there. They have volunteers that come, and they ride through there with go-karts, and they have water, and they try to, you know, make sure people are okay, and now they've just decided, we're just going to shut it down.
So, tomorrow's D-Day for the old momsy-poo up there.
D-Day?
Chemo day tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're waiting for the day that she doesn't have to do that anymore, that doesn't have to be a part of her life anymore, but hopefully that'll be sooner than later. And then she and Lowell can live their life without all of that going on.
All that other crap.
Yeah.
Five gut feelings you should never ignore.
Oh! I knew you were saving something good. I knew it was going to be good.
Number one.
Okay.
A sudden heaviness in your chest. That's a body warning you something's wrong.
Okay. Heaviness in your chest. All right.
Number two.
That. All right.
This is one you're going to like.
Mm-hmm. Ow, that hurts my ears.
Disliking someone without knowing why.
Oh, I don't know why, but I don't like you.
I'm like a dog. I don't like you.
Oh, I've heard all about you. That's
you people over there.
I know all about you guys.
It's old Castro County.
Oh, I know why I don't like you.
Feeling like you need to leave a place, your energy often senses what's unseen.
Oh, remember that time? Remember the time you were at the vet clinic? And Katie was there, and somebody walked out of one of the exam rooms and she growled. We have never seen her growl at a person. Now, she barks real loud at everybody, right? I mean, she barks. She knows when the UPS truck is leaving,
has crossed the
railroad track. She is barking and waiting for that thing, and she is on it. But we've never seen her growl at a person until that day. So... That's your clue right there. There's your gut feeling.
Number four. Struggling to decide when it's right, it feels peaceful, not confusing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got to have a clear head. Don't be if it's confusing you, something's wrong.
Wanting to change your route, sometimes your inner voice already knows why.
Oh, that inner voice. What does your inner voice say to you?
Run for the hills, Ron.
Do you have an inner voice?
Oh, she got a new photo on the old iPhone.
Man, she's...
Me and Ron, what's his name?
Ron Roberts. You and Run for the Hills, Ron.
There they go, Run for the Hills, Ron.
Every time there's the slightest disruption in your day, I gotta get out of here, I can't take it anymore.
I gotta go, sick of this crap. Hello to 1070 AM KNX Radio in LA.
Oh, KNX.
Old Jay Daniels used to work there.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, my buddy Jay Daniels did the news at old KGNC when I was there.
Oh.
And he worked at KNX.
Yes, that name sounds familiar.
I said, Jay, how's it going? Great. He had this gravelly deep voice.
Those are the voices you've always thought you wanted to have.
He was 100 pounds wringing wet.
So Jay Daniels, whenever you say that, I think, isn't there a Jay Daniels out there? He is the quarterback for the Washington Redskins.
Well, he's a different guy.
He's 25 years old.
Yeah, Jay's not 25.
But that's Jaden Daniels, not Jay. Okay, because I put in Jay and his name came up. And I'm like, okay, no, it's Jaden. Okay.
Who's Ann Burrell?
Ann Burrell.
She died a year ago today.
Hmm.
Oh, she was the chef and Food Network star.
Yes.
That's who she was.
Yes, that was a suicide.
Yep.
Yeah.
She was born September 21st, 1969.
That was very sad.
She was only 55.
Yeah. Way too short. There's so much life to live.
I thought I recognized that name.
I didn't recognize the name, but I recognized her face as soon as I pulled up her name.
From WHO TV, WHO TV in Des Moines, Iowa, 94 mile an hour wind gust was recorded with storms moving through Marshall County in Marshalltown, Iowa today.
94
mile an hour winds.
An hour in Iowa?
Marshalltown, Iowa, east of Des Moines.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's pretty strong.
At 5:45 this morning.
Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. Well, you know how it was nice knowing you.
Yeah. That's crazy wind for up there. Wow, they got a lot of trees, too.
Brendan Sorsby is going to enter the supplemental draft, according to The Athletic.
We knew that yesterday. I think he's a little bit behind.
Well, that's probably from yesterday.
Colin Cowherd.
That's probably his show yesterday. And I'm not sure how many people don't feel that was the right thing to do. Who doesn't think that is what should have happened from the beginning? He shouldn't have filed a lawsuit against the NCAA. He should have just left. We all know that the NCAA does things that we don't that aren't necessarily right, that we don't know that they should have come down on people as hard as they do. But he's admitted.
They're like the FCC.
He's admitted thousands of bets, even on his own team, betting on players, betting on, just all kinds of things. No.
Fox 10 News from Phoenix today.
Fox 10 News.
Wrapping up the morning gig. Arizona deputies have found the body of a missing 20-year-old who was last seen floating on an inflatable tube in Lake Pleasant.
Oh, no.
The tube had reportedly popped and was later found on the shoreline.
Oh, no.
So the tube popped, and that's not good.
Hopefully they knew how to swim. You don't want to be on a tube and not know how to swim.
No, he's not swimming nowhere.
No.
They found the body.
Oh, that's sad.
So you got to watch out with those tubes.
And there's been a lot of stuff. Was it in California that the waves have, that the surf has been so treacherous and pulling people out into the ocean and people are drowning? And I've never seen anything like that at the ocean.
Oh, Sue Martin said her kid got 2.24 on the rain gauge. His place, north side of Webster City.
Oh, really? North side of Webster City.
Wow. I didn't know he lived there.
Well, now you know.
Huh, I thought he lived in Des Moines.
Hmm. Maybe she's got another one that lives in Des Moines.
We need to get to know him.
Oh, you're going to start hobnobbing with the important people now. Okay.
Well, that's what I do.
It's time. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you. What's that song? Was that Queen?
I don't know.
Not the song, Happy Anniversary. I got you on my mind.
No, that's not Queen. Who is that?
Is it King? No?
Isn't it like Little River Band or something?
Yep, it's Little River Band.
See? I even got that.
I'm going to bring you back a burrito just for
that. Okay, everybody, thanks for tuning in. Todd, Nancy in the morning in the AgriPlex Report. We really do appreciate you every day. I know it's crazy. We're always... I don't know what happened this morning, but it is our anniversary. It's 9 years of wedded bliss.
Wedded bliss right there. You heard it first.
And 11 years of radio bliss.
The 11-year itch. Oh, the 9-year. 9-year itch.
Stay tuned for all your ag news, markets, weather, and the best country music right here on your best station in the Texas Panhandle, KDHN, 1470 AM, 102.7 FM. Lock it in. We're done for today, and we'll be back in the morning.